Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. Hey, this is Shirley Ajayi Carroll. Today's topic is sexual assault awareness. And we're going to talk about what people should be aware of, because I did workshops with young people, and I noticed that a lot of them really don't know, you know, what's going on. And so they got a new information out about, I guess, cyber sexing, I guess they call it, where if you're online and people try to get you to remove some of your clothing, show them some of your body parts, you know, talking about love real quickly after just a couple of times that you're talking to them. I mean, this has happened to me a lot of times since I've, in the last 10 years. So I know how it must be for young people. I mean, I was actually talking to someone that was supposed to be religious, and they started coming on to me and talking about, could they be my man, and let's go on this other site. I think it was, I forgot the name of it anyway. And then when you go on the other side with them, then they want you, they try to talk you into, oh, yeah, this site is safe, so now you can do this and you can do that on this site. And that's wrong. That's very, very wrong. And I hate to talk about Nigeria, but that's one of the countries, not the only one, but one of them, where they try to get you to say that you like them so much, and you do this for this, and you do that for them. They don't have to be religious or pastors or prophets to do that. Anybody does that. And that's really, really wrong, okay? So some people don't know it, and some people actually enjoy doing that. You know, if that's your thing, hey. But that's not everybody's thing. And I'm talking about these young people that's getting on there. And then they'll call you up. They'll some kind of way they'll get you on Messenger, and they might say anything to you, okay? They might say anything to you. And that's so disrespectful. It's so disrespectful. And there are other countries that do that too, you know. So you have to be very, very, very careful of especially the ones that don't want you to show your, you know, your picture, or they don't show their picture. They just keep on emailing you and texting you, but they never, ever use the part where you click on the, you know, the camera. They never use that part. They just, you know, keep on talking to you. You know they're up to something. Because if they can't look you in your face, then they definitely are up to something. They'll make excuses like their camera's not working, or I have to pay extra money, you know, if I use the camera. I mean, anything, they'll say anything. So you do have to be very careful when you are online. I mean, this is new in the last decade. You know, it used to be other things, but now it's that. But since I've been working with Samir, which stands for Sisters in Rape and Men in Rape, I realized that anything can go on. Anything can go on. And then now, since people have become part of the LGBTQ and I community, you know, it occurs in that area too as well. I mean, some people do not, I mean, they might be gay, but they don't want to be bothered by certain people that are gay. And maybe they already have a partner, but you're going to push yourself on them. To me, that's just as wrong, you know, and try to molest them or whatever it is, you know, that people be doing. So it really doesn't matter if you're straight, gay, or whatever. You have your rights. You have your rights as a human being, okay? Now, I've been online all month talking about the stuff that had happened to me, because for almost 39 years, I didn't say what happened to me. I mean, I did say the two situations, but I didn't say the third situation, because I felt it was very, very shocking, and I was very, very ashamed of what happened to me. But I get young people to talk about, to express themselves, because that's the number one problem with sexual assault. the person will not open up. They will not, because they're ashamed. So you have a lot of people walking around with that stuff in them, in their inner conscious, you know, doing. But one thing about sexual assault, your body knows that it was wrong, okay? And the police refer to it as, they refer to rapists as soul murderers, because that person is after your soul. So you have to save it. In my workshops with Samir, I used to get people to write poetry, to dance, sing, do art, whatever, to create a person, you know, from the heart, so that they can say that, hey, I'm still a human being, even though this happened to me, because it has happened to some of all of us. You'd be surprised, you know. Like I say, my experience was in 1980, one of my experiences, the worst one. And I was 30, he was 42. Now, you know, he passed recently. He was a well-known political person, worldly person, but that has nothing to do with what he was like when he was a young person, because some people get better with age, believe me. Okay, so his name was Kofi Annan. Everybody, well, not everybody, but a lot of people know him. You know, he was the former General Secretary of the United Nations. But before he was that, he was a human being, but he was not a nice person, not at least not to me. You know, I'm 30 years old. I'm trying to help my friend out. I had a couple in California that needed me to babysit. Well, not at first, but when I decided to leave Chicago, I took my oldest with me, and I was going to start her in school in California because I had started teaching there. And I went to visit a couple that I had known when I was married. And Kofi Annan was at their house too, okay? So I didn't really know who he was, and he wasn't, like I said, he was just a member of the United Nations, but he was not the Secretary General. Now, oh, my God. So I don't know if he knew my husband. I get the feeling he didn't like him. He didn't like my husband, who was Dr. Dele Ajayi. He didn't like him, and he knew of him. And I was divorced, and I had his daughter. So one day, when I went to the bathroom, the lower part of the house, I was coming out the bathroom. He pushed me back into the bathroom and onto the floor. I mean, I could have busted my head. Anything could have happened to me. And he raped me. Okay, I was so shocked. That's why I didn't scream out. I didn't say nothing, because he told me, don't say nothing, you know. And I didn't. And I haven't said nothing about it for the last 39 years, but it happened. So in order to save me, you know, I started getting smart. I said, okay, I'm going to pretend like I like him, so until I can get out of this house. And I hated to leave my friend, because I know she still needed me to babysit, but her brother-in-law was coming, so I said, okay, I'm going to leave. So I left. I ended up in a shelter. I mean, that was one of the meanest things that ever happened to me, other than the other two rapes when I was younger. But I wasn't really an adult. I was more like a teen then, you know. So sometimes things happen to you and you can't say nothing, because I was really ashamed. Now, I've been messaging people from TMZ and CNN and everybody just to tell them that Kofi Annan was nice after he became the Secretary General. But before that, he was not a nice person. I don't care what nobody say. You know, he had separated from his first wife, and he took his frustrations out on me, you know, because I was there, unfortunately. You know, so, I mean, I love that song, Thank You Next, because I learned a lot from him. I'm telling you, I really did. And so I hope people are listening in to me about this. This is, tomorrow is the last day of April, so the last day of anti-sexual awareness. But it has happened to a lot of us, you know. Maybe the person wasn't up there like that. But I was thinking about the fact that kids really is that way with them. When somebody sexually assaults a kid and they're an adult, see, the kid is looking up to them. And the kid got them on a high statue, you know. And so when they molest them or they rape them, that just tears all that down, you know, that relationship. It's not there no more, especially if they're the parent, you know. And then the kid grows up, or the child grows up not trusting. They have trust issues, and they will act out, and they will tear up, you know, spiritually, tear up the air, as I say. But you have to go to therapy, or you have to be with a group, or you have to tell somebody that did not bother you the situation, because as long as you keep quiet, you are not going to heal. And Shamir thing is healing through the arts, you know, healing through expressing yourself, poetry, writing, books, dance, comedy, et cetera, et cetera. But you got to be yourself. You got to bring your soul back. You got to fight for your soul, because that's what they take when they rape you. They take your spirit. They take your soul. Fight for it. Get it back. Even if you become religious, it doesn't matter. Read the Bible. Read something. But find out where you are, because you're not there. Some people stay there. I was talking to somebody, some psychologist, and he said sometimes when you're raped, at whatever age that you're raped at, that's where you are. Okay, so that would make me 30 then. Maybe I do act like a 30-year-old, because you have not accepted it. You're in denial. So if you accept it and you deal with it and you move on, then you winning. Then you got your soul back. You got your soul back, because that's what's very important here, okay? It's not right to do that to a person. It's against their human rights, okay? So Kofi Annunwunna against my human rights. Okay, maybe that's why he became a person who started fighting for others' human rights, because he had did wrong, his guilt about what he had did, okay? You know, that's all that was, and I'm so happy he met somebody else. She married him, because I wasn't going to, you know, after being raped, I wasn't going to marry him. But she married him, and he, you know, he did okay, and I'm happy that he did okay. But I'm just saying, you have to fight for your soul. There are so many people online talking about rapes that happened to them. But you can write me at theauraShow@gmail.com or ShirleyAjayiCarroll@gmail.com. And that's two R's and two L's. Or ShirleyAjayiAKA@gmail.com. Until then, Odiba, as we say in Yoruba, have a nice day.